Herkes zayin ve'if yud dalet. Ptichat chalon k'neged haner. To go and open a window which is opposite, which is next to a flame. Ne'er ha'dolek b'toch ha'bayit. Ve'odo mu'nyan niftoch ha'sabdalet or ha'chalon yish la'abchim b'zah bein marchavim sholim. If a person has a flame which is in his house and it is next to a door or a window and he wants to open the door and the window, now if there would be a wind when the window is open, it will most probably go and extinguish the flame, the fire. Then you've got a problem of extinguishing, problem from putting out a fire. But there is a case which one's allowed to do it, the case you're not allowed to do it. Aleph, the shor shawach menashevet, bekov levade shane yichabe, also leftoach of a delet, ve'enchile b'zeh b'nimaneh, kov ladelet orochot, imeno. If the wind is already blowing, and if you would open the window now or the door, it is most certainly that the wind would blow out the flame, then you're not allowed to open the window or the door now. And it's no difference, he says, no difference if the flame is next to the door or the window or far away. There's no difference. The ikka is, if it is most certainly that the flame is going to be blown out if you open the window or the door, then you're not allowed to open the window or the door now. Base. B'shor she'ena ruach min ha'shevet. Nechloku ha'poskim emotel lepitoachas ha'delet v'shugozu b'zeh ha'chomim shemet hinoshi v'ruach tuch k'dei psichas ha'delet v'yish lohokir b'zeh b'shaf ha'tchak. If, when the wind is not blowing, one wants to open the window or the door, then some poskim want to say that we are worried maybe when you open the window in that time, straight away a wind would come and would put out the fire. Therefore, it's considered you are doing it. Therefore, the some poskim will say you're not allowed to open it, even if the wind is not blowing yet, because we're worried maybe the wind will blow the second you open it. Therefore, the Mishnah takes on, if one needs to, one can take on the lenience. But that is only in this second case, which is that the wind is not blowing yet. If the wind is already blowing, then we learned before, you're not allowed to open the window if it is quite certain that the flame is going to be blown out. Here the Loshen is korov levadei. It is quite certain. He doesn't say 100% certain. The Beva Chiddush, even though normally psik ratio is only when it is 100% certain, here the Chiddush is that even if it's not 100% certain, it is korov levadei, kinat certain, it is also not allowed. Some people say from here to right that every psik ratio is not allowed if it is kimat certainly. It doesn't have to be 100%. If it is kimat certainly, some poskim hold that is considered a psik ratio already. A kopanim in our case, if it's kimat certain, everybody agrees that they're not allowed to open the window or the door. But if it is not 100% certain that it's going to be blown out, then it's okay. If it would be 100% certain if it would be blown out, if there would be a wind here, but the wind hasn't come yet, then the poskim have a machlokes if you're allowed to open the window before the wind comes. Oh. Ken. Seif Tes Vov. Kirat chalon limnoa kiburan there. To close the window in order to go and prevent that the light, the flame, should not blow out. Nesho hadolek bebayit. That if the candles or the flame is already lit in the house, and now you see the wind is ready to blow it out, there's no problem to go and close the door, close the window. If a person has already a flame burning and the window is open, there's no problem for him to close the window. We don't say when he's closing the window, he's making it a itza from avor, he's making a fire. No, because the fire is already there, and there's no problem to go and prevent a wind in order not to blow it out. You're not making a fire. That the same thing is also, a person has to know, even if the fire is blowing from side to side, if it won't blow out, if the fire with the flame will not be blown out, there's no problem that the fire goes from side to side, because the fire is there. Also, if a person will put a blech on the gas, even though that the fire would go a different direction, because till now, before you have the blech or the pot on the gas, the fire goes up, and now because you've got the pot on it, the fire spreads out underneath. There is no problem in doing that on Shabbos, because you're not doing an action from extinguishing fire. You're doing an action from turning the fire in a different direction. That is not a problem from Kibbui on Shabbos. Kisoy Esh Megulas, to go and cover a fire which is open. Esh Megulah Shahada Munyan Lachasa Bapach Yesh Bzeshne Khashashot. If a person wants to go and cover a fire, gas or fire, with a metal, with a black or asbestos, the same thing, or with tin foils, all the same thing. Yesh Bzeshne Khashashot. אם אלף, אם הפח או חלק ממנו עשויים להסעדם כתוצאו מחום האש, יש בזה עצם מוות, ואין ניתן את הפח על גבי אש כלל. If the fire, if the pach, the blech, or part of it, even if not all of it, part of it is going to become red hot, then you are taking metal and making it red hot. And we learned making red hot metal is an issa for mavi, making fire. Nimeli, you're not allowed to put the blech on the fire. Even in the case where the metal would not come red, you've also got a problem. Because according to the Chazon Ish, there's an issa from Chatzi Shir Osim in Atayra for making a metal red. So even if it doesn't come to red, you're doing a Chatzi Shir, you're doing a part of it. According to the Chazon Ish, that's a problem even to do part of it. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's no problem. According to the other person who holds, there's no problem to put on it. Put on a fire, a metal which is not going to come red. The same thing, a person wants to put tin foil on a fire, one has to know 90% of the tin foil comes red when one puts it on the fire. Therefore, it would be a problem to do it on Shabbos. Base, yesh lakbid, she yishra'eh, day aveh, amalosha, shal haveh, let it chabeh, ach shinu tzuot ha'la'avah, ha'nigram machmas, ha'nochas, ha'pach, ein boi, mishum kibui. One has to be careful and one shouldn't go and put out the fire when one puts on it a cover. But making the fire go in a different direction, like we said before, if a person would make the fire, put a black on, or put something on the fire, and it will make the fire go spread out on the side, then there's no problem, because there's no difference if the fire goes up straight or goes spread out underneath. But since you're not putting out the fire, there's no problem to do that on Shabbos.